Good morning. Let's all stand if we could. Turn to 418 in the spiral book. His name is wonderful. Amen. You believe that this morning? His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's a great shepherd, the rock of all ages, Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. For He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
Look where He's going. All right. Thank the Lord for that. There we go. Announcements, remember the Valentine's Banquet coming up February the 14th. Pictures are from 4:30 to 5:30. We're going to eat at 6. That gives everybody plenty of time to get you a babysitter. Mom says Mother's Night out, so remember that. And the sign-up is on the refrigerator downstairs, so remember that. Sister Gail gave us one, said Connie and her family will be traveling. The Mr. Brown family, a fellow fell off a ladder that they know of in Alabama and passed away, so remember that family.
That's Ginger.
Did did I say Connie? I'm sorry. Ginger and family. I'm sorry. And just remember that. Excuse me. June gave me one. It said, Deanna has a strep throat, and Hannah has a sore throat, and Josh has a fever. So we need to pray for all three of them right there. And also we lost Dad lost a brother-in-law, W.F. Sims, passed away, his sister's husband yesterday. So remember that situation, or the family. Brother Mark. Amen. Remember the ones that are traveling.
And also remember Kurt and Sarah. You know, my granddaughter, and we just came back.
Right. Amen.
Just remember them. They've got a lot of things going on.
Amen. Just remember that situation. Brother Aaron? Excuse me. Amen. Just remember that also as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests this morning. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling on the highways, Lord, wherever they may be today. Remember Sister Gail's family there, Lord, that are traveling. Be with them. Be with the loss of the loved ones there, Lord. Be with the loss of the WF there, Lord, and the Sims family. Remember all the boys there and the daughter there, Lord. Just be with them and be with Merle also. Thank you for bringing Brother Gary back with us there, Lord, and just continue to bless him, and by your stripes he's healed, Lord. Just continue to bless the ones that we pray for on a regular basis and the ones that was mentioned here, Lord. And Brother Aaron's request and many other ones that had requests, Lord. Just be with us and bless us and forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Good. Let's turn over to 155 in the spiral book. It's 155. Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go alone. Till the Lord comes and calls me away. As the day, oh yes, for there will be peace in the valley for me someday. Yes, there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I'll see there will be peace in the valley for me. There the flowers will be blooming, and the grass will be green, and the skies will be clear and serene. Oh, in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I'll see there will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, well, the beast of the wild shall be led by a little child, and I'll be changed. change from this creature that I am. Oh, yes. Well, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I'll see. For there will be peace in the valley for me. Amen. I believe it, don't you? Brother Mark, if you'll come this morning, receive the offering tithes. If we could, let's turn number 166 in the spiral book. 166. When we all get to heaven. Amen. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion, bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow or a sign. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Soon his beauty. to shout right now, aren't you? Brother Mark, I mean, Brother Collie, if you'll come. Let's all stand. Brother Collie, come responsive reading.
We're going to read from Psalm 27, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful today, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity to come together to worship. Lord, we ask that you will bless each of our hearts, Father, that we will be united, Lord, as one. God, as this time come, Satan will destroy us all, turn us aside, turn us one against another. Lord, with your holy word will bind us together. Amen. Lord, if we all would believe it and just hold fast unto you, Lord, and do that which is pleasing and honorable in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, upon me to heal my flesh, and sit on the ground.
Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon the rock. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me.
When thou settest seeking my face, my heart says unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I
see. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation.
When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies.
Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as they are in cruel cruelty.
I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God bless you. Be seated. Thank you.
Turn on to 167 in the Spiral Book.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and and I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by this old one, it has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God, he left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home not so far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old trophies at last I lay down, and I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Let's look down at the bottom of the page, across there, 170. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore. Oh, where?
here, let's look right across to 174 when the saints go marching in. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I know I'll be in that number, when the saints go marching in. Oh, I know I'll see my Savior, if my life is free from sin, heaven's doors will open for me, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in,
saints go marching in. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We had a real good time yesterday at the fellowship meeting. Enjoyed it. A good safe trip over and back. I think they wound up being 38 of us, which was probably over half of what was there, or close. But we had a good time fellowshipping together and all, and just riding and all, and had a good time. So we appreciate everybody for going and doing fellowshipping. Amen. Brother Luis will be on his way back tomorrow. Yeah, well, we got to get the time frame. He comes in 9-something in the morning, so I guess he's doing, but he's preaching today. Is that right? Preaching today. Well, we appreciate that. We're glad the Lord touched him because he lost his voice and everything, and we just really appreciate the Lord being with him and taking care of him. Amen. Any other announcements we need to make? We remember the banquet, sweetheart banquet, and I'll remember that, and just sign up downstairs, get everything ready for it, and that the Lord will take care of all things. We appreciate all of it, and just pray that the Lord would bless. What we'd like to do, if they'll turn the thing, the machine around and view on Brother Gary over there, if you want to see a miracle, just take a look. All right? Because a few weeks ago, he was in very terrible shape. And I don't try to say a lot of things, but just say this. If he remembers, I said, we're going one day at a time. So we talk now, and it's what he says. We're going one day at a time.
That's right.
Well, see, that had a little more meaning than just one day at a time.
That's right.
Because I knew then that he had reached the bottom. And he was on the bottom. He'll tell you that. Very, very low and very sick. And I knew that something had to happen. So I had to put it on my faith.
Hallelujah.
My faith about what I preached.
Amen.
All right? And see, why can't you put your faith on what you believe?
Right.
Try it sometimes. I've always tried to tell you a little secret. When somebody's preaching and you see it, raise your hands and say, "My family."
Amen.
You might find out it'll work. You know, but I knew then he was going to make a turnaround, but I wasn't expecting it this quick. You know, I'm honest. I don't worry about, you know, how long it takes for God to do things.
Right.
We just ask him to do it, and he takes care of it.
Amen.
So he'll do that, and we appreciate God for being so wonderful to us to do that for, you know. And just, you know, tell Brother Gary that you're glad he's back. But if you got a cold or a coughing, get away from him. Okay? We're playing. Don't be foolish and say, "My cold ain't going to get to him." No, we're just human beings. Make it right. I told him, I said, "Put you on a mask and wear it." I said, "If you want to, everybody in the building to put on one. Because we don't worry about it. Because we believe God's a healer."
Amen.
But we're not dumb either. We don't go around running down the railroad track saying, "Well, the train ain't going to kill me because God's a deliverer." No, we do everything in the right order, right? I'm doing that. So, all right, are you ready for the word? Are you enjoying the series that our brother's bringing unto us about the stature of a perfect man? We appreciate that, all right? Let's sing "Open the Eyes of My Heart" as Wade comes to minister the word of the Lord. Remember the Sims family, my brother-in-law, passed away, as Terrence has said, yesterday, and they're having the viewings tonight and things, and then the burial tomorrow at Pine Grove Church there in Gillsville. He was a good brother, you know, brother-in-law, just a good Baptist Christian, you know, so we pray that the Lord will take care of him, and that's between him and the Lord what he is, because we have nothing to do with those things, but we know and believe that God is the Savior and Deliverer and can do a lot of things if we ask him, right? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Remember, Brother Louis will be traveling back. Now I'm getting ready and flying and coming back in tomorrow. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see, do you? Then just look right into the Word. Why can't you put your life onto what the Word says?
I am lifted up.
Let's possibly
the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing.
This morning, let's lift him up. Light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. You love him this morning. Holy, 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 holy. Love the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Good to see everybody in the house. The Lord, turn around, shake somebody's hand, and say, "God bless you. Thanks for being here." Good to see you this morning. You're going to spend eternity with that person you just shook hands with, so bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Everybody feeling good? Amen. Everybody put your prayer cloth over your door. We sure did.
We're doing fine, so it may just work if you'll do it. So I said, Lord, if I get something out there, wipe it off when I get through the door. Right. Let that thing just run down like Aaron's. You know, they poured oil all over Aaron's head and it run all the way down to his feet. Well, you know what? That was a protection that Aaron had. He had that protection of that oil running all the way down to his feet. There is a type of the Holy Ghost, same way with you and I. Everybody like that?
Amen.
Everybody see that? I like that because that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about you or me. We're talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the centerpiece of the whole thing. And then being with the statue of a perfect man, it's the centerpiece of the whole message. So if you got your Bibles, go ahead and let's turn to 2 Peter 1 and read there our scripture as we always do. We all had a wonderful time, like they said, in the fellowship meeting yesterday. Thanks for the 38 people that overcame and went with us. So and got home safe, and everybody's okay today. So those of you that scared you might catch something, and all of us came back just fine. It's going to be here in March, so maybe some of you will be able to come. In March, the third Saturday in March, we'll have it here at the church. So keep that in mind. Also, by way of a few more announcements, at road number 5 down here, which is 2 roads from us, there's a rabid cat. They have the cat, but it's already bit 3 people. 3 elderly people have been bit, and they have been having to take rabies vaccination shots. So it's just not this street or the next one where the next church is, but it's the next street over. So tell your children, do not play with any cat or dog. Doesn't matter. Raccoons or anything else, because there is a case of rabies in the community. So we pray that each one of you will take that into consideration, because we have had those cats running around out here. So be careful, because they are rabid. I know they took one, but now you don't know how many they've infected. So let's just keep the little cats in our prayer that they'll get rid of that stuff, because it's not natural for them to have that. All right, it's something given to them. But also remember that like I said, Brother Luis will be coming back. Dad said we'll be picking him up Tuesday morning, Lord willing, at the airport and bringing him home. So good to have him back. He's done us well over there. He's represented the church very well. So keep in prayer there. Also keep in prayer us going to the Philippines. I say we, and people are thinking that June's going, but I mean we and the Lord. The Lord's going, and I'm going with him. Okay? So I'm going by myself. But I'm not going by myself. That's why I say we. We are going to the Philippines. But you know what? Really, we are going.
Amen.
We are going. I'm taking you to the Philippines with me.
Amen.
And then maybe, as they all say, vicariously, you can live out the journey of the Philippines through me, because I'm going to be doing a lot of picture taking and sending reports. We're going to be over there for 3 weeks. So we hope the Lord will do something for us when we're there. Also, remember the family. We'll be gone to this afternoon after second service to the funeral home for my uncle's funeral, or for the viewing. So 2 Peter 1, verse 1 through 10. Also remember that February the 8th, I'll be at Brother Joe Green's preaching, so keep me in your prayers there. And exciting year. I think it's going to be wonderful. If you don't, you should have just passed away back January the 1st. Okay? If you're not looking for something good as a Christian, sure, we're looking at all that. We'll talk about a little bit about that today and show you something that maybe the Lord showed me Friday, and I hope I can give it to you the way he gave it to me. You know, Brother Branham always said that, but it always happened. You know, he got it to the people, but they had to accept it, and they had to, you know, they had to take in and let their Holy Ghost reflect what Brother Branham brought. And that's the same way with you and I. You got to let the Holy Ghost reflect. That's why the Holy Ghost is the most important thing, because if it's not there, there's no reflection. There's no reflection of the Word of God. So 2 Peter 1, verse 10, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd be with us today. Sanctify us for this journey. Fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord. The renewing of our minds today, Father, that we set aside all the things of the world and let you talk to us, Father, just a little bit. Be an active participant, Lord. Just remove all the doubt and fear and all the frustrations and all the things of the world. Just for a little while, Lord, that we'll sit and listen. Sit under the tree, Lord, and listen to you speak to us, Father. Hear the cool breeze blowing through the leaves and know that it's you, Lord. We ask your blessings on the ones that are sick and not here today, that you would heal them, Father. Just be with each one, the missionaries on the foreign field. Bless them, Lord. Give them fruit for their labor. Be with Brother Luis as his journey comes back home. Bring him home safe, Father. Just be with each one. Bless us, lead us, and guide us by your love in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Peter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith.
Amen.
So it's not for everybody.
Right.
All right? But it is for everybody. All right? I like what Brother Luke was preaching yesterday. You know, he was preaching on feast or fast. We should be fasting when we should be feasting. We're fasting when we should be feasting. We should be feasting on the Word of God. All right, so that's saying we should feasting on the Word of God are those that obtain like precious faith are feasting on the Word of God. Okay, because that's what you draw from. All right, that's the strength that you draw from, that you've obtained this like precious faith to us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Never forgetting that. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us. All right, something we got to obtain, because remember, you got to obtain it. You got to go get it. All right, giving us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness. All right, so we're going to start today a little bit more, maybe up into virtue, and talk about life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us. It's a gift.
Right.
Exceeding great and precious promises. But now remember, God's not an Indian giver. When he gives you a gift, it's yours.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, this is my eye, God gave it to me. So now when God give me the Holy Ghost, it's my Holy Ghost.
Right.
So that's why we're going to the Philippines. Me and my Holy Ghost are going to the Philippines. All right, so we're going there. So he give it to me, it's mine. He's not an Indian giver or something we say, well, I give you this, no, I'll give me that back. No, he's not that way. It's a given gift, great and precious promises, that by these promises you might be partakers of the divine nature. And what is the divine nature? These virtues. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, so beside your new birth, I'm going to read a quote.
Right.
A quote today that's going to really astound you. Brother Brown says, faith alone won't do it.
Right.
You think, boy, I got faith is everything. Yeah, it is. But Brother Brown said, faith alone won't do it.
Right.
Okay. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge and all this temperance, patience, godliness, the godliness, brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, overflow, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. Look at that word, diligence. I like that word. Diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.
Amen.
Lord bless his word, and you may be seated. Ye shall never fall. Now that's a promise that you ought to put, like I said, you ought to put that on your refrigerator. Ye shall never fall.
Amen.
Amen? So now, last Sunday, we're talking about, we come up through justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we showed that this actually was we'll look at the chart here. Go ahead and pull it up. We'll do it now. I don't like the word add to, because you can't add to the word, and you can't add to Brother Brown's chart, okay? But you can expand it a little bit and make it work a little bit to show, because... See, faith equals a new birth equals the Holy Ghost. Is that right?
Right.
So that's what we're talking about. When we're talking about faith, we're talking about the new birth.
Amen.
Faith is a revelation, all right? The new birth is a revelation. The Holy Ghost is a revelation, all right? So that's your foundation. Faith equals a new birth equals the Holy Ghost. And then we showed with justification and sanctification leads you to the new birth.
Amen.
All right? It's not the new birth, all right? But it leads you to the new birth. And then you go all the way up, leave that up. So now we see that it takes the new birth to put us into the body of Christ. Because you saw the chart where Jesus was standing inside the pyramid. To put you inside the body of Christ, you have to be born again. All right? So now in justification and sanctification, obviously you're working toward that. But you're not in yet. Because listen, just for a moment, it's really simple, but sometimes you need to explain it for all of us new ones and the ones that are slow of heart. Jesus said, oh, fools and slow of heart. Well, I was probably one of those. All right? So, you know, the brother said yesterday that Jesus was meek and mild. Well, yeah, he was, but still, when he walked in that temple, he said, "You bunch of hypocrites, your daddy is not my daddy." Now, if I would say that to you guys, y'all would think I was a little bit arrogant. But it was the truth.
Right.
The truth is what hurts, right? If you're born again today, I can talk about you being a devil all the day long, and it won't bother you a bit.
Right.
Shouldn't.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
All right, so, but I think Jesus was put here for a purpose. And we're not to be arrogant, but we're to be confident. Jesus was confident. What he was doing, he's trying to save them. He's trying to get them to see that they were lost. All right, and the same way with us. I'm like Brother Dale. I see that more and more. I wish that I could preach something that would convict you and convince you that you're lost. Because then you can start and say, well, I need to be forgiven of my past sins. I need to be sanctified. But all this junk that has been preached, not of the message, but in the message, about just believing and you've got it. No, you still got to go through those three stages of grace to be in the body of Christ, to have faith, to have the new birth, to have the Holy Ghost. All right? And remember, these are requirements, but you got to have a desire, because diligence and desire is kind of the same thing. To be diligent, you got to have a desire to do it. All right? Same way in life. If we have something that we are working on, if we're diligent toward that, that means we have a desire. Okay? We have a desire to do better. We should have a desire to do better in life. I was thinking yesterday, driving over to the fellowship meeting, that us being humans, we need a plan, because remember the old adage in business that if you fail to plan, your plan will always fail. Okay. Same thing in St. Brother Branham said, God had a plan. It's just that he don't plan and it fails.
Right.
He plans and it's eternal.
Right.
His plan is perfect. What we've got to do, though, is we've got to come into that part of the plan.
Right. Yeah.
He made the plan and it's perfect. Not like me and you. We'll make a plan and we'll say, well, now, that didn't work too well. Let's shift over here. No, God, when he made a plan, that's the way it's got to be.
Right.
And you know what? It's very simple. Because if the most illiterate person can get born again, and you know what? Peter still couldn't sign his name, and he was right there.
Right, right. Amen.
Amen? But he had the virtues working in his life because he trusted God and not leaned to his education.
Right.
All right? I don't advocate illiteracy, none at all. I want your kids to go to school.
Amen.
And finish.
Amen. Right.
Go to college and finish.
Yes. Right.
Make good money so you can pay good tithes.
Yeah.
That's what that brother said. Ron Spencer's a little boy. You know, he comes up and he says, they're going to sign me for... He had a boy in his church that was real good in college, and he was getting ready to go to the pros. And he said, Brother Ron, he said, what do you think about this? He said, is this okay if I... You know, he said, well, follow your dream, son. He said, just when you get that $20 million contract in the pros, he said, don't forget to pay your tithe. Tithes has to run the church, you know, so... That's just a point to make. I want you to. We hang toward that Peter was illiterate and all these people were illiterate. What I'm showing you is you don't have to have a lot of book smarts,
right,
to be in God, to be in Christ. And there's no big I's and little U's. I mean, sometimes, and truly, Brother Branham was saying, our education does get in our way, because it's our philosophy that gets in the way that a teacher has taught us, you know, out in the world. So, but we need to be taught by. If we're taught by God, then that'll never fail. All right, so his plan will never fail. So his plan is, so we got to have a plan. We've got to enter into that same plan. We don't need to make our own plan.
Right.
We need to just take God's plan and say, all right, this is what we got to do. And we got to be diligent, as it said in 2 Peter. We got to be diligent about what we do. So this is a diligence that we've got to do, overcoming. And remember, we've got to suffer. We must suffer to reign with him. All right, I'm just kind of backing up a little bit for some that weren't here or what more. But we come last Sunday in justification and sanctification. We come up to this, to the new birth. And we talked about that and we read Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 4. I kind of condensed some of these scriptures down as a background. I want to try to get into virtue and maybe knowledge this afternoon. But this is how we get it. Now, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. for the perfecting of the saints. So the only way you're going to get it is you're going to have to hear. All right? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. That's what I told him down in the Sunday school class. I don't want to look at Sister Trudy McMillan and say, now, Trudy, you got to have. That's not my business.
Right.
I can tell you what you got to have, sure, by the Word of God, but what I want is different maybe than what God wants. Because, you know, you may have a temper in your life, and I say, well, I want you to not have that temper. Well, if you want to keep it, God's not going to take it away from you.
Right.
And I'm sure not going to take it away from you. I'm probably going to enhance it just a little bit. Hallelujah. Till we all come. Brother Brown said God put somebody in your way and say something, see how you react. Till we all come in the unity of the faith to the knowledge of the Son of God. What I'm trying to say is, I don't want everybody in this church to just say, well, I got virtue. This one's got... No, you worry about yourself.
Right.
We worry about our own self. We worry... You know, I go home with me. You go home with you. Okay? And God is with you the whole time. He knows what you need. Okay? Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All right? So that starts, though, with... What we want to start with is baby form faith. Now let's go to Hebrews 5, verse 13 and 14. So Peter showed us what we needed. Paul showed us how to get it.
Right.
All right, so this is the plan. The plan of God. The plan of God is for Peter to show us what it is and for Paul to show us how to get it.
Right.
Now, Hebrews 5, verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of what? Use. By reason of use have their senses exercised to do what? Discern. And we're going to talk about that in knowledge, because to me knowledge is discernment.
Yep.
Amen? Both good to discern what? Both good and evil.
Right.
Not just good or not just evil. Both good and evil. The Holy Ghost is given to us, but you know what? We've got to do what? Use it. Exercise our faith. All right? Hebrews 6, verse 1 through 3. Therefore, we read this last Sunday because we were on the foundation. Today we're going to speak on add to your faith. All right? Because that's what the Scripture says. Add to your faith. You've got to obtain a faith.
Right.
And then you've got to add to it.
Amen.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. What our problem is, a lot of times, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes, in that outer court and even in the inner court, we have problems and we're in and out. We go back to the foundation of repentance. Now listen, we're to repent every day, right? But we're not to repent of the sins that we did that we repented of back when we should have been justified.
Right.
Everybody got that? Sure. It's like brother was talking yesterday. The devil reminds us of all that, but God in his word said he would forget them.
Right.
He's already forgot them, never sees them, even though we did them.
Right.
And I have to depend, and see, I put my faith on that. I put my faith on that God forgot. I don't care whether the devil remember, but God forgot. But let's don't keep going back, because what we do is we move a little bit forward and we go back to that kind of repentance. The justification part, where we turned away from our past sins. Yeah. Forget those, people. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. That's all you can do is come down to repentance. You can't go back and make it right. A lot of it you can't. Amen? Not laying again the foundation. So we're not putting a foundation, and like he said, we're not coming back and laying another one. There's one foundation, and that's faith. Of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. And I believe he will. We had an instance not too long ago where a brother came to us about communion and said, well, every time I repent, do I need to go get baptized again? No. That's what he's saying here. Let's go back and say, man, if I had to go back and get baptized for all the things I did, I couldn't get anything done. Except stay in the water. But we got to realize, though, that when I went down in that water in January back there in 1998, that stayed there. I don't have to do it again. Amen? If that was true repentance, I don't have to go back to that. That's what Paul's talking about. We don't have to go back to that. Sure, it's okay to get baptized again if you didn't think this one was right. Or you were right. Amen? Because remember, that's what a good conscience. It gives you a good conscience that my sins were rolled away of my repentance, and then for the outward appearance of people, I was baptized.
Right.
Same way with you, because it doesn't take away your sins.
Right.
But it is an outward expression of an inward work.
Right.
All right? So that's what Paul's saying. You don't have to go back to that every time. Every time you sin, you don't have to go be baptized again. Of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this is what we do, if God permits. All right, let's go to Hebrews 11:6. That's what we were talking about last Sunday. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Who? God.
Right.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Is what? God.
Right.
You must believe he's God. If you're going to believe in God, you must believe he's God.
Right.
All right? I like that. You got to believe he's God. Because remember, this is all based on faith, and faith is what? Believing. We're going to read that in just a minute. We're going to read the definition of faith, because I didn't read it last Sunday. But you must believe that he is what? God. Total God.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And a rewarder of them that, there's that word again, diligently seek him. Not dilatory, diligent. We must be diligent to seek God. You know why? Because God knows we have to be diligent to seek him.
Right.
If not, we let the devil in. All right? So now we go to Hebrews 11, verse 1. We're just going to read verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because remember, it's like Brother Branham said, it's not faith. I don't have to have faith that June's here today. I see her.
Right.
So I don't, my faith in that is not going to work.
Right.
Now, if she's gone somewhere and in a car and I don't know where she is, then I've got to have faith that God's going to bring her here. But now for her sitting there today, I don't have to have faith for that. Because look, same way with your new birth. If you're born again, you don't have to have faith to get born again.
Right.
Now sure, we know being born again, but I'm talking about the one when he burns that soul out and puts himself in, you don't have to go back through that again.
Right.
Amen? You don't have to go back. That's why you got to settle this thing. If nothing else happens between this whole series, settle one thing that you're born again. Because God can work with you then. If you're born again. Now let's look at what the Greek lexicon says about that word. Let's go to the definition, brother. It's pistis, which is faith, assurance, believe, belief. Them that believe. Fidelity. Conviction of the truth of anything, belief. Look how many times that says belief. So it's got to be something that you believe in.
Right.
All right? And this one in red, I like this one. Relating to God is the conviction that God exists.
Right.
And is the creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Christ.
Amen.
All right, so that's what your faith must be based on. It's like Brother Luke said yesterday. We've got to know that that man right there died for us,
right.
Did away with our sins. That's why he came. That's the whole basis of Christianity is faith. Not just faith. It's faith in something.
Right.
All right? Relating to Christ, a strong and welcome conviction or belief that Jesus is the Messiah, through whom we obtain eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. But look at that word belief. Belief. Belief of the predominant idea of trust. Where do we have to put our trust in? In God.
Right.
All right? We put our trust in the Word of God. All right? So look. This is not just, I hope so, I think so, maybe so. This has got to be, like I said, Hebrews there says we must believe that he is. He is God. And he's not going to change. He's not going to have a different... We're not going to get halfway up the statue of perfect man. God's going to say, no, I think I'll change the plan. No, it's the plan forever for eternity. That's God's plan forever, settled in heaven and on earth.
Right.
All right? So now let's go to back to the chart. And I want to read you this quote over again. I told you I like this, and I'm going to keep reading it. But just put the chart back up, and we'll look at it again, because I want to mention something here that I didn't last weekend. Because we got to add to your faith. So you got to have something before you can add.
Right.
Right? It says, add to your faith virtue. So you got to have something to add that to. All right? And remember, the foundation is faith, and we never get away from that foundation of faith. That's what I want you to see in just a few minutes. That, I believe, may help you a little bit. Because sometimes when we look at this and we say, well, faith at the bottom of the pyramid, and then here I go working all the way up. No, people, it's faith all the way to the very top.
Amen.
Amen. It's faith all the way to we leave this world. It is faith.
Right.
All right, now the first quote, let's read it. The Statue of a Perfect Man, paragraph 102 through 104. We're going to read that. Notice, you must be born again. And when you're born again, you can't be born again without having faith. So if you're born again, you've got baby form faith.
Amen.
You're a babe in Christ. That's what he's talking about. Drinking milk. You are a baby. You do have to start as a baby. As a human being, you have to start as a baby. All right, so as a Christian, you have to start as a baby. That's right. So you see on my chart here, I got the very foundation. Faith is the foundation of it all.
Right.
Then he reads the same thing I read. For without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, he must be. And we're a skeptic, when you're a skeptic of the Bible, when you're skeptic of the word being right, you just might as well stay back until you first believe it.
Amen.
So there's the faith. What is sin? Unbelief. There's only two elements that controls the human being. That's either doubt or faith, one or the other. You're possessed of one that dominates your life. Remember this quote? I've read it every time. I think I will read it every time. You're possessed of one that dominates your life.
Right.
Just depends on how much faith you have is how high you can rise.
Amen.
But first, it's got to be faith. Let me stay on the foundation for a while. Now, faith is what you must believe. Faith is what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Right.
See, the only way you can't pull virtue out and show it to me like a gift, like a box. The only way you're going to show it to it, me or anybody in the world is what comes out of you.
All right?
But first you got to have faith. Let's stay on that foundation. Faith is what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's you already have it when you have faith because it's revealed in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11. See, the evidence, what is it? What kind of an evidence? A holy evidence.
Amen.
We have come into a holy part of our life that's going to dominate. Something's going to dominate you. Either faith or doubt's going to dominate who you are.
Right.
Amen? Now look, pull the chart. Go back to the chart just for a minute. I want just for a second to show us maybe what is happening to a lot of us. And I think if you'll go to the intervale, I think it's in 1956. It really explains it well.
Right.
But see, you have, this is the outer court. Okay? When you look, go back to the Jewish layout of the temple. The temple had an outer court. And if you look at the court, we don't have it here. I was going to try to find one, but that's okay. We all know what it is. It's an open air court.
Right.
If it rains, you're going to get wet.
Right.
Sun shining, you're going to get hot. If it's cold, you're going to be cold because that's your ups and downs in life.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
That's, but you're not in there yet. But you're in the outer court. You know, you're beginning to head towards something. And then sanctification, you have a little more protection. You go into the second court,
right,
which has got a few things in it that's not in the first court.
Right.
Even the first court was called the court of the Gentiles because the Gentiles could come around that court,
yeah,
right? But they couldn't go into that next one.
Right.
And obviously, they couldn't go into the Holy of Holies.
Right.
Because there was your protection. There was where that you had the badger skins and you were protected from the weather. It wasn't. The only thing that was in there was a Shekinah glory, say, of God and the bread. You know, that was just. And then what did the priest do? He walked in there one time a year. With what? Blood.
Right.
And that covered them. It didn't take away their sins. It covered them. Now look, when you get into this inner court, it doesn't cover your sin.
Right.
It eradicates your sin, takes it all away. So when you come into this court, you're sinless.
Right.
So the outer court, inner court, you can take your first part. See, you're not in. You have a lot of problems. Then you're sanctified. You come into a court where the candles are, which is an artificial light. Right? That's an artificial light. You're walking to light. But now remember, when you get in here, it was just, there was no light. There was just the Shekinah glory of God.
Right.
Amen. So that's what we're looking at now, the Shekinah glory of God. You have come in here by faith. We boldly come to the throne now. Because we have that, we boldly go to the throne of grace. Why? Because we don't have a remembrance. Sure we do. But remember, the priest went in, and then the Bible says, I believe there in Hebrews 6, the priest went in and he come out. But there was a remembrance of sin.
Right.
Because the next year he had to go back in the same court again. That's what Paul's saying. He said, you don't have to go back and be born again.
No.
Right. Not now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Once you enter in behind the veil, this is that Holy of Holies.
Right.
Amen? So now the statue of a perfect man is taking on a different meaning. That's the Holy of Holies. And it's you and God. Not you and God and your wife or husband or your pastor. It's you and God. In that Holy of Holies. All right? Amen?
Right.
Sure, we're still going to have problems because we need virtue, knowledge, temperance, and all that. But it's not going to be the problems we have here. I go to church. I don't come to church. I don't feel saved. I do feel saved. Well, you know what? I don't feel saved either.
Right.
About 70% of the time. But I have to trust in God, not me. Because the devil's going to tell you ain't saved until the day you die. Unless he wants to really deceive you and tell you you're already saved and you're not even but justified yet. That's the whole problem. You got to be careful in the end time. In the end time, it's a little bit different than the other ones had to deal with. Satan is so close. He's right there.
Yeah.
Satan is, and I'm not going up in here. He's right there.
Yeah.
That's where the devil is. He's right there. I mean a fine line. But you know what? Once you enter into that Holy of Holies,
right.
Brother Branham said that curtain dropped. It was just that priest and God.
Right.
And that was it. That's the same way with you and I. Once you enter into this statue of a perfect man, I'm going to tell you something. It'll change your life. Because
right.
A new birth absolutely will change you. Your thoughts and everything else.
Right.
But now let's go to Romans 10 verse 17. And talk with us. I want to stay on faith just for a minute, and then we're going to go to virtue. So right here's how you get it. Here's the plan.
Right.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
I looked outside in Sister Monica's class. They were all standing outside in the foyer back there. Just pick them up. Who's got? Zoe, pick yours up. Let me see them. Now, bud, faith comes by hearing. You see them when they come in, they had plates. They cut the plate in half and put two big ears, and they got a little thing across, and they were all, they said, we're going to hear you there. Anna's got one there for if you want to put put one of the cameras on that. Hold it up, Anna. Anna, hold it up. Put it on, would you? There you go. I told them, I said, give every one of them to the adults. Give them to the adults. Forget the kids, give them to the adults. Because faith comes by hearing.
Right.
And hearing by what? Word of God. Not an almanac or other things like that. It comes by hearing the Word of God. All right, so let's go to quote number two. And I just want to reiterate that Brother Branham never changed his view on the new birth.
Right.
This is preached a year after the seals. And he's still preaching on justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to strike that home because many people in this message believe that you don't have to go through that anymore, that he changed his doctrine. And I don't believe that, and he didn't believe it either. So if he didn't believe it, I don't believe it.
Right.
They can believe what they want to. What it is, it's the devil trying to soften this thing
right.
and make you where you think you're, and he's going to make you religious, but he can't make you a Christian.
Right.
Amen? He can't make you Christ-like because he doesn't know how to be Christ-like. All right? How striking now, he takes the place where we are to dwell in through the same process. Now, he's called the church. through justification, called it through sanctification, then filled it with the Holy Ghost and fire, and he took it through a process that he himself, the Holy Spirit himself, the Son of God, see, the Son of God, we're still talking about the Son of God, all right? We haven't gotten to the Son of Man yet. Son of Man's on up here a little bit further. But we're talking about the Son of God. Remember, he built his church on the revelation of the Son of God. So that's what he's saying right here. Could dwell in the human heart. Now, it has to go through that before he can come into it. All right, so you got to go through it before you can come into it.
Right.
All right? Because remember, it's out of and into. You got to come out and go in.
Right.
All right? So it's out of and into. All right, so now let's go to number three and get some of these quotes out of the way. Now, there's where the thing comes in, paragraph 134 of Statue of Perfect Man. We're going to talk about, all right, a house. This foundation is first. What is the foundation of Christianity?
Amen.
Faith in the Word of God.
Glory.
That's your foundation. Then you begin to grow. Then you start, you begin to add to this foundation.
Right.
All right? Now let's go. I didn't read these, but I want to read these here. This go to number 4 and 5. And then I'm going to make a comment, and then we'll start with virtue. Now, this is questions and answers in 1964. All right? He talks about, but I want to... This is what's happening to us right here. This first conscious controls this body with see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And it's just got all scrupled up. See, you can take your... The way he drew the three circles, the see, taste, feel, smell, and hear, the memories and conscious affection, and the inner court. That's the same way with outer court, inner court, and holy of holies.
Right.
All right? Same thing. It's got all scrupled up. We reason and everything else. But that new body that comes from this born again.
Right.
So now you didn't get a new human body when you got born again.
Right.
Amen? I wish we had got a new body when we were born again. A human body. But we didn't. Because remember, God starts from the inside and works his way out.
Yep.
All right? But that new body that comes from this born again, not this first conscious, it'll pass away.
Right.
All right? It's that inside something that lives. Everybody understand it? Say amen.
Amen.
Congregation replies amen. It's not this outside see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. It isn't. It's subject to death and will die. But the inside part of you, down in here, inside, that is the person that cannot die. Now, that's the one that's going to start growing up this statue of a perfect man.
Amen.
All right? Because watch what he's saying. And that's the person that the new life starts from. From this new birth.
Amen.
And it builds another person
exactly.
In the image of this person you are around that life.
Right.
You get it? So what? It starts in the center. It starts in the center of you
right.
And works its way out. Builds another person. Because you know what? You're not the person. It's not another person. There's not two of you. You're not schizophrenic. Because
no.
Remember, it's either faith or doubt.
Right. Right.
It's not faith and doubt. Faith and doubt would be another person in there and y'all would be fighting. But no, it's another person. What it's going to do, it's going to change you. Amen? It's going to change the person you are. God and you, Brother Brown said, there as persons.
Right.
He vulcanizes his life to you.
Amen.
Amen? And then what? This is my soul.
Right.
But God gave me his soul.
Right.
When God gave me anything, it's now mine.
Right.
Now that new birth is mine. It's mine. It's in my soul. It's mine. And he can't have it back. He don't want it back.
Right.
He wants you to try to give it to somebody else.
Amen.
Amen? So now watch. Now we're going to read number 5. And this is what I want you to watch what he's saying. This is chapter 9, the Laodicean Church Age. And there's no paragraph number. So you'll just have to look it up if you want to look it up or go online and get this off. Watch this. Take a good. Now he's in the Laodicean church age, so it's our church age. This is where we're living today, right? This is where we're living today.
Amen.
Y'all need to wake up. I don't know what y'all drank this morning, but it sure wasn't energy juice. If you're asleep now, you're gonna be really sleeping second service.
Yeah.
Take a good look around you. Examine the people as they walk by.
Right.
In the multitudes you see, can you pick out those that have the appearance of Christians? Watch how they dress. Watch how they act. Hear what they say. See where they go. It's like Brother Luke was talking about last night. You go to a ball game. This is eternal life, and the ball game's worthless.
Yeah.
And people jump up and down. He said he had a song leader. I'll tell you about it. He said he had a song leader that said he wasn't emotional. Well, the song leader took him to a Clemson basketball game. Clemson scored a three-pointer right at the end of the game and won by 1 point or got up by 1 point. He said he looked over and that guy was, ah! He said he looked over and he said, me and you going to have a problem Sunday. But remember, it's what our desire is. It's what our desire is. Watch how they dress, watch how they act, hear what they say, see where they go. Surely there ought to be some real evidence of the new birth amongst all those we see go by, but few there be. Yet today the fundamental churches are telling us that they have millions saved and even spirit-filled. Spirit-filled? Question mark. He's asking the question. Can you call women, and I'm going to say, he talks about, but I'm going to say men too. Women's a little more obvious because you can see the outward appearance, but us men the same way. Can you call women spirit-filled that go around with frizzy bobbed hair, shorts and slacks, halters and briefs, all painted up like Jezebel? If these are adorned in modest apparel as becometh Christian women, I would hate to think what it would be like if I had to witness a display of immodesty.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm saying the same thing with the men. The men, I mean, what is it? What? Scroll it back down. Scroll it back down to the top. Watch what they watch how they dress. Watch how they act. Hear what they say. I'll guarantee you, if you'll just be quiet and listen long enough, people will tell you where they are.
Amen.
Hear what they say, see where they go. Surely there ought to be some real evidence of the new birth amongst all those we see go by. But listen, just as the denominational world has eroded the baptism of the Holy Ghost, saying it's just shake a hand or come to church or be good or whatever, you know. Be halfway good. All right? But they've done the same thing in the message. They've eroded the life of the new birth. And they're teaching the people that, well, you just got to believe the message. Well, the devil believes the message. So he's in there in line to get just what we got. No, he's not. He's not in my inner court.
Right.
He's not in my holy of holies. Now, he may be in that outer court, but he's not in that holy of holies.
Amen.
If he is, then you're not born again. Yeah. All right? So now look. But that's a good one. They take a look around. Examine the people. And the multitudes you see, can you pick out those that have the appearance of Christians? Sure, we can see the appearance of religion. But we can't. Can we see the appearance of Christians? You know, you go into places and you see a... you have to look at the whole thing because you see a woman walk by and her hair's real long. But then when she turns around, she's got earrings in. You know what I mean? The whole picture doesn't go together now. Some will have long hair just because they like it. And some ladies like to wear dresses. And obviously some of them wear half dresses or third dresses. I don't see how in the world you can pay $20-something for one of them things that they show on them racks that ain't got enough material that this 8x11 piece of paper's got.
Yeah.
So, but they're showing what they are inside.
Right.
And you got to do the same thing. You got to show what you are, but it's going to come from the inside.
Amen.
Now, Brother Brown talks about being make believers, and he talks about in the statue of a perfect man, he talks about the blackbird sticking peacock feathers in. It'll work for a little while, but all of a sudden, those peacock feathers fall off.
Yeah.
And you make the mistake of showing the crow again. And that's what we want to do. But we want to drive that crow out. And we want to make sure that we're a peacock or a dove. And that dove is going to be right there at the bottom called faith. All right. Pull the chart back up just one more time. So we got justification, sanctification, faith, which is a new birth in the Holy Ghost. All that, right? That's your holy of holies.
Right.
That is the divine, that puts you in line for the divine nature of God.
Right.
You're a son and daughter of God, and you're ready to receive these virtues
right
into your life, and you have a portion of them. You would have a portion of virtue because once you get born again, obviously, people are attracted to you that are Christians. Remember, I think we read a quote the other day about Brother Branham. He said that he could feel the vibration. He could know. He'd know. He felt that spirit. And you know what? It gives off a different vibration.
Yeah.
It must, because Brother Branham would walk up and he'd take somebody by the hand. He said, "I see you're a Christian."
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, he wasn't looking at outside appearance.
Right.
He said, "Because our spirit is common. Our spirit is welcome." He'd always say, "Your spirit is welcome." Now, he would tell some of them, he'd never say a word to them. He said, "You need to repent, and you need to get right, and you need to get born again." Well, you know what? There was a different spirit there, a different vibration coming off of that person. So that's the same way with you and I. Once you get in that Holy of Holies, listen, if you're born again and I'm born again, just like I read you the quote last Sunday, it don't make you act different, basically different than I do. Now, if my Holy Ghost says I need to be here and listen to the Word of God and listen to the pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and all those things, then yours should do the same thing. That's why it's really hard to get people to see that they don't have the new birth. They just have a religious experience. Now, I'm telling you, I got the new birth. All right? You're not going to talk me out of it. But I'm not going to stay away from church. I thought it drove you to church. I didn't think it drove you away from it. No, it's your own stinking ideas that take you away from it. Amen? But add to. All right, I'm going to read this. Don't bring it because I've already got it. But 2 Peter 1 says, add to your faith. Add to your faith virtue. So it's your faith. This morning, you got to know whether it's your faith or you're either believing unto, which you can. Because remember, let me give you an example. You say, "Well, I got to be born again to start getting these." That's exactly the truth. But remember, the disciples, they held the word that they had and they weren't born again.
Right?
They held the word that Jesus spoke, didn't understand it. Obviously didn't live it. Peter was still wanting to cut people's ears off and curse and all these other things. But once he come up to that day of Pentecost, all that word that had been piled into him come to life. Amen? And he had virtue and knowledge, but he was still growing in God. He was still growing in God, but you can have, that's why Brother Branham said, you can have a portion of these virtues, but you can't have God virtue. You can't have God virtue and not be born again. Right? You can have a part of virtue, but now we're going to talk about virtue now. But remember, I want you to see this. When we read that scripture, Peter says, add to your faith virtue.
Right.
Now let's put this to the word and let's read between the lines. Add to what you believe virtue. Because it is what you believe, right? Add to your faith, in faith, believing. So add to what you believe. So it's got to be based on what you believe. Add to what you believe, virtue. So let's go to virtue. And it's got to be according to the Word. It's got to be according to what the Scripture says. But it's all based on faith. Amen? It's not seen, but it can be shown.
Right.
Everybody get these virtues? It can't be seen. Even the new birth can't be seen.
Exactly.
But it can be shown.
Right.
All right? It's going to be shown. You're going to, in this age of manifestation, we're going to manifest who we are, whether we want to or not.
Right.
All right? But it's all got to be based on this right here. We never leave that foundation of faith. You say, "Oh, you just read where it says leaving the foundation." Well, you know what? We're not going to leave this foundation of faith.
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to carry it with us.
Right.
Amen. We're going to carry it with us. Because look, the character the construction of this building, Gary, Brother Gary, depends on the foundation, right?
Right.
The structural integrity of this building still determines whether that foundation's good underneath
right.
us or not.
Right.
Right? Because if you don't, you see cracks, you'll have leakage, you'll have... You see what I'm saying? Same way with you. If that foundation's not right and you take that foundation all the way up through the walls and into the top, you're going to crack somewhere. All right? So you got to have that good foundation all based on faith. All right? Now, we're going to go to virtue. Now, this virtue right here is obviously, if we're born again, we should be living a virtuous life anyway. True? So this must mean just a little bit more than just living a virtuous life. Because if you're born again, you are the virtuous, sinless bride of Jesus Christ. So you already are virtuous, but do you have this godly virtue as the prophet brought? I believe we have to have it, and that's probably where we don't understand what this virtue is. Yeah. All right? Because I want to, Brother Branham, I'll let him tell you what it is, and then we're going to talk about it. Let's go to quote number 6. But remember, this is all based on what? Faith.
Right.
Add to your faith. What's this right here? Number 6, paragraph 141. Now, here is what we do. What's the first thing? Have faith and be born again. That's laying the foundation. Then after we lay the foundation, secondly, you add to your foundation. Add to your faith. In other words, add to what you believe. You gotta add to what you believe.
Right.
Got to start somewhere. You got to believe, okay? Believe that He is what? God and a rewarder. What is His reward? That's His reward. His reward is giving you the virtues that He has.
Yeah.
First you have faith, then you add virtue to your faith. Now this is what the Lord showed me, and I want you to try to get involved with this. Because look, if you never leave the foundation of faith, and we're going to talk about virtue, because virtue is what? Obviously, we know what it is. It's strength.
Yeah.
Okay? It's strength.
Right.
All right? It's strength in what you believe. But we don't need to just have virtue and not just have faith.
Yeah.
We must have virtue faith.
Yeah.
I know you're not getting it. It'll take a little while. But you must have, if you add virtue, you add to your faith virtue, you must now have virtue faith.
Right.
Which is not just faith, because faith alone won't do it.
Right.
You got to have strong faith.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
So you see how we're going to add all these right here. He put it on there. I wanted to put it on there. Now we have to have virtue faith.
Yeah.
We never leave the foundation of faith, but now we must have virtue faith.
Right.
All right? So let's go to Mark. And let's look at an example, Mark 5, verse 30. Here's one of the times that virtue is used. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him around in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?"
Right.
All right, so we know that, and we're going to read another one in a little while, but not right this second. I want you to look here. Now, many times, I think Brother Ernie preached on this one time, but not at virtue. He preached on dunamis. You must have power.
Right.
You must have power. Power is dunamis.
Right.
If you look that word up, you know, it says right here in the thing, it says to click on all the scriptures that
right.
this is pertaining to. It's mostly power, might, strength, and miracles.
Yeah.
It's what that word virtue means. All right? So power. Jesus Christ had to have the power before that power, because remember, if you have power and then something's drawn, like you plug in you have a little generator running like we did down at the hunting camp. You keep plugging stuff in, what's that generator going to do? It's going to go weaker and weaker, because what? You're pulling strength out of that generator, all right? Same way with a power grid. If you take, that's what happened in New York. They burst that power grid because people were drawing so much power out of it. Well, there had to be power there to draw from. Now, God's power never gets weak. So we're going to have to worry about pulling too much power from God. All right? Don't say, well, I think I'll just... Well, I'm not going to pray for that, brother, because God may not... Forget it. That's silly. But dunamis is power, mighty work, strength, miracle, might, virtue, might, strength, power, and ability. But watch this. It's inherent power.
Yep.
You inherit it.
Right.
If you get born again, you inherit
right.
virtue. Inherent power. Power residing in a thing by virtue of what? Its nature.
Right.
Now what do we get? The divine nature of God. So in the divine nature of God lays virtue, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. Power for performing miracles.
Right.
Moral power and excellence of soul. So even the Greek scholars realized that it had to start in that soul.
Right.
And work its way out. But look, inherent power. Power, strength. So in other words, we got to have not just faith, we got to have a strong faith.
Glory.
We got to have a powerful faith. We got to have something that somebody can draw from.
Right.
We don't have it, you can't draw from it.
Right.
Brother Brown makes the example, and we're not going to read it, but let's go to Acts 1:8. This is one of the first ones it comes to, is right here. That same virtue that left Jesus when the lady touched his garment is the same word right here for that word power.
Right.
It takes you right to that. Acts 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power after.
Right.
After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and uttermost parts of the earth. Remember, this is Jesus before he ascends. Right. You shall receive power. So now we're looking at virtue faith. We're looking at the faith that we have with power added to it.
Amen.
Amen. We're looking at the power and strength that God gives us through what? Word of God.
Glory.
Amen? Now, this is one I really like. Go to Acts 3. You've heard me mention this before, but we're going to read it. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Now look, hundreds of thousands of people have walked by that man.
Right.
For years.
Right.
Walked by that man. Never able to help him.
Yeah.
Just like the woman that had the blood issue. She went to all the doctors. Like Brother Brown gives the illustration. She spends all of her money on physicians. Nobody was able to help her.
Yeah.
By the gate which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple. They were going to church.
Yeah.
Dear Jesus, I can't believe some of you people don't come back second service. I'm sorry, but that just burns my britches. Burns God's too, but you know what? I can't answer for you. We need all the help we can get. I don't care who we are.
Right.
And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Look on us. And that man probably looked at Peter, and he'd probably been fishing that day. He didn't see a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Didn't see a lot, but he was fixing to understand. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I? Is that changing the word?
No.
Because that's what he was expecting, because he sure didn't see anything outwardly that he was going to get. Okay? But people had been giving him money. Because Peter said, look on us. And he gave heed, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Now see, he would have been lying if he'd had money in his pocket.
Yeah.
Right. He had nothing. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have.
Right.
He had virtue faith. Because
right.
Remember, that guy didn't have no faith.
Right.
He was asking for money. He wasn't even asking for healing. Amen? Was he asking for healing? No, he was asking for money.
Right.
All right? So Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Right.
And the guy just didn't jump straight up.
Right.
He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received virtue.
Right.
Virtue is strength. But it had to be in Peter before he could give it out.
Right. Amen.
Peter didn't have to go pray for it. And I thank Sister Johnny the other day for, she gave me a video of, it was called AD, which was after Jesus' death. I can't remember what that means in Latin, but it's talking of the disciples. And it shows Peter, and June and I were watching it, and I said, look at his face. But Peter said, silver and gold have I none. You know, the actor was saying, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee, rise up and walk. Well, when the guy gets up, Peter's like, he's a little bit shocked himself.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Peter might have been just a little bit shocked himself, but he had the resilience in his heart. That he'd have never said it if he knew that man wasn't going to get up.
Right.
All right? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Now see, to me, that's beginning to give us power with character. Remember, power without character is satanic.
Right.
But power with character, the very first thing besides our faith, God is giving us power.
Right.
He's given us the strength to make it through, because you know what? It's going to be a hard journey.
Sure.
So it's not a picnic.
Right.
It's not forks and spoons. It's swords and shields, helmets. You got to fight your way to heaven. Amen?
Right.
You got to fight your way to heaven. It's just not a flowery bed of ease.
No.
But to have virtue faith is what you and I need to have.
Right.
All right? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 4 and 20. Here's another one. This one takes you right back to that same when Jesus said virtue left him. Power or strength. This is the next one that comes up. 1 Corinthians 4 and 20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word." That's a little bit of word. That's not a big word. That's a little bit, that's in the letter of the word. Okay? So don't get it wrong. Is that saying, well, he's not in the word. He's not in the letter of the word.
Yeah.
He's not in just the written part. Okay? But in power.
Amen.
All right? Because, look, power without character. That's where Brother Branham got that, I believe. Power without character is satanic. He's beginning. God's starting right there at virtue. Now, an example of all of us would be Brother Dale. Or a minister or a deacon or somebody that you want to pray for you. Why do you want them to pray for you? Your Holy Ghost is discerning that they have virtue or strength,
right,
maybe more than you got at that moment.
Right.
Let's just be honest. Maybe more than you got at that moment,
right,
you're going to somebody and you're asking, said, "Hey, pray for me." And what you're saying is, pray for me that the strength that you have will come on me.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
That's what we do, and we rely on Brother Dale. That's why, listen, pastorship is very expensive.
Amen.
Not monetarily.
Right.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
It wears you out.
Amen.
It takes from your body. Why? Jesus looking 50 years old and he was only 30.
Right.
What? Brother Branham said the toils of his ministry. Look at Brother Branham. He died at 56 years old. You know, I'll be 55 next Monday. I won't be far from where he's at.
Right.
But look at him, deep-set eyes. You look at his hands on some of those pictures, he looks like about a 60-year-old man. Why? The toils, the strength. Think of the power. Brother Branham said, look at Jesus, got weak. He said, look at me, a sinner saved by grace. And he'd go through the prayer line and maybe 10 or 15 people, and they have to carry him off. What was it? It was the virtue that was flowing out of that man. It was the power that the man had given to him by God. By a gift, you say, well, that was a gift of healing. That's fine, but you and I get the same gift.
Right.
Not at that level.
Right.
There was only one part of that healing campaign where Brother Branham could do that, what he did. Amen?
Exactly.
Amen?
Right.
Okay, so we're not trying to be that anymore, but where did that all go away?
Right.
It didn't. We just got to believe that power is still here.
Amen.
It's just in a many-membered body that we can all pray for the sick, that we can all, it's what I was, last weekend I was thinking when I was laying those prayer cloths on there and y'all were taking them home. I thought, God, let that be power, not from me, but from the Word of God. Let that power of the Word and Acts 19. You say, well, it's not working for me.
Yeah.
Go back and put Acts 19 on top of you. Remind the devil where it's at. Because the devil's in here is the one that's trying to get you to get away from it. So you don't have to call him anywhere. He's right there. But just remind him. And that's what Peter was saying. Look, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I'll give to you. If you'll believe, rise up and walk. For the kingdom of God is not word, is not in word, but in power.
Right.
All right? So that's where our... I want you to look at this one. Let's go to Matthew 6. This one was shocking, kind of. But that same word power is the same word Jesus used when he said virtue had went from me.
Right.
All right, watch this. And lead us not into temptation. You know what this is. And deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.
Right.
The virtue.
Right.
And the glory forever. Amen. The virtue. Listen, we must have virtue faith. Not just virtue. Virtue is strength. We must have a powerful faith or a strong faith. And where does it come from? It comes from the Word of God. It comes from teaching, and it comes from reading your Bible, and it comes from studying. You know, many times we we go through the week, and sometimes, and I know life gets tough, and I know some, and it's happened to me. You know, I try every morning because I don't have to go to work till about 7:30, which is early for a lot of you, but it's late for me. But I get up at 5:30 every morning. You know what? I check my emails, and I'll check the weather, and I'll, you know, check certain things. And I'll sit down, though, and read several verses of Scripture. And some days, like on Saturday, when I sleep a little bit later and I don't do that, I miss it. You should miss reading the Word of God. Some of us miss reading what, put it XYZ. You should miss reading the Word of God. You should miss, because that's where your power is going to come from. You've got to believe, number one, that God is. And then that God sent a fivefold ministry to you. Not Sister Gwen, but Brother Joe.
Right.
Brother Joe's got to believe he sent it to Brother Joe.
Right.
You got to believe that he sent it for you.
Right.
And when you walk in here and you sit down, you draw from what? The power.
Right. Amen.
But it's your faith. It's the power that you add to your faith.
Right.
It's power faith or virtue faith. So that's what really the Lord showed me, because we're going to go through all these and we're going to have knowledge faith.
Yeah.
We're going to have temperance faith. Godliness faith. Because what is it? It's all based on faith. You don't leave faith down here. You just carry faith right on up here. Because you know what? That woman had faith, and it connected with the power that Jesus had.
Right, right.
So you can have faith today but not have enough power to get over that healing. I mean, to get over that sickness or whatever. We always lean on healing. I like healing of the soul also. Healing of the soul to me is a lot better than healing of the body.
Amen.
You can be healed of a heart attack or a heart condition and die of a heart attack tomorrow,
right,
and still it was God that healed you.
Right.
But you can't get born again and then tomorrow need to get born again again.
Right.
All right? So the healing of the soul is what we need to be speaking of.
Right.
But virtue faith, something, strength, added to your faith.
Amen.
All right? So we must have virtue faith. All right, let's go to quote number 7, and we'll stop right here. And then we'll back up, build background virtue a little bit, and we'll start on knowledge. We're going to start going through these. And watch this, Statue of a Perfect Man, 1962, paragraph 144. And the Bible says, we read over here in the book of Luke, it says virtue went out of him. That right? Congregation says amen.
Right.
If we're going to be like him,
right,
we must have virtue then.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't want to be like Jesus?
Amen.
We must have it to be like him.
Yeah.
To be like him, we got to have it.
Right.
And then we must have it to be like him.
Right.
It's the first song I ever loved in the hymns. One of the greatest was "To Be Like Jesus."
Glory.
Well, if I'm going to be like Jesus, I've got to have virtue.
Right.
He didn't stop there.
Right.
And a pass.
Amen.
That it can pass forward from me to the people.
Right.
God gives you faith at the new birth.
Right.
Then he gives you virtue faith that you can give it to other people.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Give it away. Greatest thing in the world, and you give it, want to give it away.
Amen.
Virtue, because virtue went out of him to the people. Virtue. And before you can let it out, you've got to have it first.
Right.
You haven't got it, it won't come out. There's nothing for it to come out of. What if someone tried to draw virtue out of us and check would return insufficient funds? See? No. None there to draw from. Check bounced. Somebody looked at you as a Christian and tomorrow see you out here carrying on like a sinner? Not much virtue can be drawn from that. See? Right? Virtue must be in us.
Right.
And until we get virtue, then when we get true virtue, virtue faith,
right,
we can add it to our faith. That's the next foundation wall. Now, first you must have faith. Faith alone won't do it.
Right.
Faith alone won't do it.
Right.
Faith alone will get you born again. Faith alone will get you in the body of Christ. Faith alone will get you into the Holy of Holies with God. But he doesn't want you to stay that way.
Right.
Faith won't do it. You've got, Peter said, then add virtue to your faith. You must have virtue in order to add it to your faith. Right. Now, then it might be the reason you don't have it. It's because many churches today teach you don't have to have it.
Yeah.
Same way in the message. Or the days of it has passed. They don't have to have it. The only thing you have to do is just join a church. Yeah, days has passed. Virtue. Anyone knows what the word virtue means, see? And we must have it. If virtue went from him to heal the woman that was sick, he's expecting the same virtue in his church.
Amen.
Because he was our example. And if he had virtue to give to the people, he expects us to have virtue to give to the people. And what is virtue? Virtue is strength and power. Amen. Everybody got that? We must have, let's stand, virtue, faith.
Right.
We must have strength. How do you get strength? From the Word of God.
Amen.
Doing what God said will give you strength or virtue. So see, I don't want you to look. Sure, virtue is a virtuous person. It's a, you know, it's something you do that that gives you. You know, favor with the people, but still, that favor with the people has got to have a way to get out.
Right.
Amen? So I say about pastors. Pastors must have so much strength and virtue that, you know what? You're pulling every Sunday and every Wednesday. You're pulling from the gift of God.
Glory.
And that gift of God is a vessel.
Right.
But you know what, too? You can draw it from the Word of God yourself.
Man.
You can draw that strength from the Word of God.
Exactly.
But you got to remember, the Ethiopian eunuch, he was drawing from the Word, but he didn't have it lined up. See? Remember, he said, is this man talking of himself or of another? Well, somebody that had the new birth had to come. Philip had to come and put the Word together for him. And what was the first thing the Ethiopian eunuch said? Where's water?
Yeah.
Where's water? I got some strength now. I got some strength in this that I'm reading. Where's the water?
Right.
Amen? So the problem with us all is number one, we must have the new birth. Number two, we must have virtue faith to be able to give it out to other people. Or even to have strength for you to make it through life.
Right.
But remember, like Brother Bram said, God doesn't want you to keep it. He wants an outlet.
Amen.
An outlet where he can give virtue from somebody to another person.
Right.
Because we're all weak in certain areas. And we need faith or strength to bring us back up. Go ahead.
Number 67, to be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
If you have a need today,
to be like Jesus. Enter thy law. To be like him.
Father. That's where that strength comes from. Be like him all through life's journey from earth to glory. I only ask to be like him. Sing it again. To be say that, to be like him.